You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Let's talk with the national champion, Lee Walburn, NAIA 2021 decathlon national champion from Carroll College of Saint, was a Whitefish Bulldog, graduated there in 2019. His very first season, because of COVID last year, couldn't compete. He's out there with a national championship title. Lee, congratulations. Way to go. This was just a couple of weeks ago. Does something like that sink in now?
Yeah, it's finally started to settle a little bit for sure. Still a little surreal and all.
Let's talk by reliving that day or those 2 days. A decathlon, for people who don't know track and field event, it's probably the premier track and field event. You've got 100 meters, the long jump, the shot put. There's 10 events there. A lot of running, a lot of throwing, and even the pole vault. I mean, there's some technical events in this. Let's talk about day one. How did you feel coming into this meet?
I was nervous for sure, but I was to qualify, you have to get like a certain score, and then you kind of see everyone's ranking. And I got real, real sick before, and so I didn't have quite the score that I was hoping to, but I was still ranked third. So going in, I had a little of that, like, I think people are going to underestimate me, but I had a lot of excitement because I was finally healthy.
You know, they say that you're competing against yourself, and scoring I don't understand, and I'm not even sure we need to kind of explain it a little bit. You scored well, school record 7,095 points. I look at Wiki here, and the world record is 9,126 points. Kevin Mayer in 2018. Anyway, that's just for an example. But the events themselves, you still are kind of competing against the other athletes, but they say you're competing against yourself.
Oh, absolutely. It's a weird event because you're kind of cheering each other on the whole time, because it's basically like you can only achieve a certain mark to get your score. So you're just trying to improve yourself, like, because you kind of know your limits or what you can do better. And you're just trying to put it all together. But it's a very weird environment because the people you're competing against, it's just like you're kind of cheering each other on and everyone wants you to do your best and then wherever it lies. But it's a very you're competing against yourself atmosphere.
Do you pace yourself then? Because you got 10 events, and then if you're competing against yourself, you want to pour it out every time you get out there in an event. But do you realize that you do have to pace yourself over the 2 days?
Yeah, well, you always have, like, at the end of the first day, there's that 400 meter where you're just not looking forward to it. And then the end of the second day, there's the 1500 meter. But you still have to, like, it's more of, like, if you do bad an event, you got to realize you got to pick it up for the next event. And then you just got to give everything on the last event.
Oh, my gosh. And that is so cruel. Anybody who's run a 400 meters, it's a dash nowadays. Even almost the 1500 meters is a dash and not a run. And so at the end of the day, after you compete in the 100 meters, the long jump, the shot put, the high jump, they're going to make you run like you said, mentally, I suppose you have to get yourself ready for that more than physically, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's preparing yourself to get comfortable with being uncomfortable is the best way to put it.
So you started out with 100 meters, the long jump, the shot put. How did you feel after those first three events?
Really, I kind of surprised my coach and myself. We ended up winning the 100 meter, and it was kind of funny. He laughed. He said, "I didn't know you're that fast." And I was like, "I didn't either, coach." So that was pretty funny, and it carried into the long jump, and I think I had I tied my best jump of the season. And then shot put, we had a little trouble, and then I knew I had to get a better mark in high jump than I did previously. And then the 400 was a little disappointing, but...
So a really good start then, but the events that you're going to need to do well in, or that you're going to do well in. After you completed the 400 meters, you were still in pretty good place after day one, right?
Yeah, we were in second place, but my coach and I, we have like a plan. So like each event gets you a certain amount of points, and we had kind of laid it all out for what would get, like, we need to break 7,000 to win, and to like, that's our goal. So each event I would either know like I'm ahead of where I'm supposed to be, or if I've fallen behind and what the new mark I have to get. So we kind of had this little sheet, and we were kind of doing calculations of, I need to jump to an inch or two higher in high jump because I threw a couple inches shot put.
I got you. I mean, so it's very technical in a lot of ways. Lee Walburn is with us, the 2021 NAIA decathlon national champion, competes for Carroll College, come out of Whitefish, Montana, 2019 graduate. So essentially a freshman. Before I go to day two, what did you have to do? This was your first really national championship meet, and you did well in multiple sports at Whitefish. Was it blowing your mind, or did your coach keep all those shards together?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I've done the indoor nationals, and you get familiar with the guys you're competing against, so that was real helpful. But yeah, my coach was just kind of, is just don't put too much pressure, go out, have fun, and just enjoy the experience. We were in Alabama, and it's just a totally different place to me. It was, you sweat as soon as you step outside, but it was just cool to soak in the environment and enjoy the whole process.
You posted top five finishes in 7 of the 10 events. As you mentioned, you won the 100-meter dash, and then you also won the javelin throw. So you were in range in day two. You had it mapped out in terms of what you needed to do. Talk about entering competition on day two.
Yeah, so that was pretty nerve-wracking because as soon as you start warming up for the first event, which is the hurdles, you realize how sore your body is. Mm-hmm. And that's always challenging. But then as soon as you get in the blocks and go, and you kind of start getting in a rhythm. So hurdles was not what we wanted for a time. And then we went into disc, and disc was also kind of fell short of the mark that we had planned. Pole vault was right on track, and then javelin was the event where I think I knew I had fallen into second and needed a good throw to set myself up for that 1500 at the end, and ended up throwing 186 or 185.
Wow. What did you compete at in high school? All those events?
All this stuff. I did the hurdle. I did a 300 hurdles and the short hurdles in high school with some long jump and relays and a little bit of like everything. But I just learned javelin, disc, pole vault this past, like, it's probably been a little over a year because we got sent home for COVID. So I've only done all these events for probably a year or under a year in time. Actually doing them.
That seems a bit remarkable, Lee. How did you take to those events? How did you learn it so fast?
I don't know. I feel like I've always kind of been a little kind of naturally athletic, but I come from like a lot of backgrounds of, you know, basketball and baseball. Like, we went to the World Series when we were 13. I've always been doing sports or stuff or fishing or just, I don't know. So I guess, I think, I don't know. I just picked it up relatively quick. So, you kind of have to for the decathlon, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go to Carroll College knowing that you were going to compete as a decathlete?
Yeah, we had talked about that for sure. And that also helps with, like, the underdog, because I never got recruited by U of M or MSU or stuff. But Clark had said that I think you can be a real good decathlete. And so that was one of my goals, too, is to get a score that would, you know, kind of like, prove a little bit, because I think with my score I would have won the Big Ten championships for their conference, and then I looked also to like the Pac-12. I think I would have placed third, because I want to compare myself to, you know, the best people in the nation and stuff like that for sure. It's a little bit of that underdog mentality.
Yeah, but, I mean that opens the door for a lot of things, doesn't it? Before I get to that, I think we got a couple of minutes here, Lee. And I want to talk about perhaps Olympic trials. I know it's Tokyo Games are one thing, but 4 years off is not that far away. But then take us from the javelin throw. You threw, you won the javelin. You were in place at the 1,500 meters. That's, you know, more than a mile. So knowing your position in the 1500 meters overall. How does that affect your race?
It makes you run faster than you want to. It's a little intimidating. They at the end of the, or the start of the 1500, everyone gets a sticker with their place. So I was a little intimidated when they gave me, you know, the little number one sticker. And then I knew, my coach and I talked about, the guy who was in second is a really good 1500 runner, and he's only this amount of points behind you. So if he beats you by this amount of distance, then you'll lose.
Oh.
So that, it was a very stressful race for sure. But I ended up.
Go ahead. Talk about that race. I mean, did you let yourself never get that distance behind?
Yeah, it was, I stuck to him. It was, yeah, I never let him leave my sight, but it was frustrating because each time he'd speed up, I shook my head and I knew I had to go faster. He was a real good runner, but I ended up being able to just adrenaline and just being able to stick right next to him. And then I think we were within like a tenth of a second when we crossed the finish line.
What did that effort tell you about yourself, Lee?
That I can, you know, if I put my mind to it and I really want it, then I can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Pour it out. I mean, that's a lesson for everybody, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. It's your body and your mind, you can do way more than you like think you can. And when your body tells you to stop, that's not like, you can do more always.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm no spring chicken. But I'm listening to my body more and more because it's shouting at me more and more. Lee Walburn with us, NAIA 2021 Decathlon National Champion. Just some thoughts about training and maybe looking for, with a score like that, almost 7,100 points, school record 7,095 points. You're kind of going to be, you have sights on the Olympic trials and with something like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's been the dream since I started this and started falling in love with the decathlon and the process.
What does it take? I mean, what's are you going to up your training game, or what's the next level? How does Lee Walburn get to the next level?
Yeah, well, it's just working even harder. You know, it's working on the things. It's just like with the score that I got, there was a lot of marks that were really, really bad, and so we know that there's a lot that we can improve on. For sure. And it's I've only done this for such a short time. So it's getting as many reps in as we can and becoming as consistent. Cause in the decathlon, you just like, you're like, when you high jump each time, your minimum should be 6'4" and then your best should be around the 6'6". And then when you throw a disc, you need your average to be around 140. And if you have a good throw, it'll be 150. So it's trying to become more consistent. Pole vault's a huge thing. I was 13.6, and we need to be 14, 15-foot range. And so there's just these marks that we know we have to get, and it's just our training is going to be trying to get these marks in the future.
Gotcha. You know, and it's not all just strength and speed. There's a lot of technique involved in a lot of these sports. So there's always areas to improve technique. Hey, Leah, I appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on that. I know Coach Clark and all the Carroll College Saints are real proud of you. I think all of Montana, the folks in Whitefish, real proud of you as well. But you're going to work this summer, aren't you? You're like a regular guy now.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I start work on Thursday.
Yeah, well, that's good. It never hurt. We'll catch up with you down the road, okay? And I know we'll all be watching you. Congratulations, Lee.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep, Lee Walburn, NAIA 2021 National Decathlon Champion.